Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We left off on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to bring a story about staying away from a Beis Avodah Zarah and from a Beis Zonos. Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yonah's son, Habakazli Bo Orcha, they were traveling on the road. Matu Lahanu Trei Shvili. They got to a place, a fork in the road. Chad Patsi Apischa Davos, Chavim Chad Patsi Apischa de Beis Zonos. Problem was, one way that they could take the fork would lead them right in front of a Beis Avodah Zarah. The other one, right in front of a Beis Zonos. So one of them said to the other, maybe we should go by the Pesach of Avodah Zarah, the Nachis Yitzrei, because the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was already shechted. That's the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places in Sanhedrin elsewhere that they shechted the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. So better to go there. It's not going to be so enticing for us. Amalei Yidach, the other one said, no, Nezal Pischa de Beis Zonos, No, you know what would be better? If we go to the place that is enticing to us, that we do have a Yetzer Hara for, and we overcome that Yetzer Hara, and then we'll be rewarded for overcoming that Yetzer Hara. So Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan went on the path that led to the Beis Zonos. Kimatu asam chazinu lezonos is but is Isknau mikamaihu. When they got to the Beis Zonos, they saw the Zonos, and they right away the Zonos ran inside. Amrlei, so the one that wanted to go by the Beis Avodah Zarah said to the one that wanted to go to the Beis Zonos, Minalacha, how did you know that you could rely on yourself to go in this path and that you weren't afraid of the Yetzer Hara? Amrlei mizima tishmar lecha tavuna tinitzreka. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that says that that I could rely on this. Amrlei Rabbanan the Rava. So the Rabbanan said to Rava, What is the meaning of the word mezima? What is the meaning of the word mezima? So says the Gemara, my mezima. What does mezima mean? Where am I? Yeah, ilema Torah. If mezima means Torah, dechsiv ba zima mitargamin on atas chatoim, that it says zima, and we translate it as atas chatoim. That the pasuk zima he, the targum translates atas chatoim. So the targum of the word zima is eitza, but the targum adds that it's an eitza ra'a of chet and uksiv hifli eitza higdil toshia. The Torah calls eitza. The Torah says that mezima tishmar alecha, that the Torah is saying that zima should protect you. Zima mi bayilei. So then you can't say that, because if that were the case, the pasuk should have said zima tishmar alecha, not mizima tishmar alecha. Ela, so rather the Gemara says hachi kamar. No, what the pasuk means is midvar zima, from any bad thing, any hirhur aveira, tishmar alecha Torah. The Torah will protect you, tinatzreka. The Torah is Tinatzreka. So you see that the Torah protects you even from a terrible Yetzer Hara, like the Yetzer Hara for Zanus. So that's main point number one, that a person is able to entice himself, Talmidei Chachamim are able to entice themselves by a Beis Zonos rather than not entice themselves by a Beis Avodah Zarah, because the Torah will protect them from that Yetzer Hara. So now, once we mention this Maisa of Reb Lazar, who is arrested, which we mentioned in the last daf, the Gemara is going to bring another brisa related to this topic. So Tan Rabban, Kshenitfis Rabbi Elazar ben Part of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. When Rabbi Elazar ben Part and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion were arrested, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Part of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rabbi Elazar ben Part said to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Ashrecha Shenitfasta al Dover Echad, Oy Li Shenitfasti al Chamisha Dvarim. You're so fortunate that you were arrested for one thing, and woe unto me that I was arrested for five things. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ashrecha Shenitfasta al Chamisha Dvarim. You're so fortunate that you were arrested for five things, but nevertheless you were still saved. But woe unto me that I was arrested for only one thing, but I wasn't saved. You know why? Sha'ata sakta b'Torah u'b'gnilas chasadim. You were engaged in both Torah and chesed. V'anilo v'sakti el b'Torah b'lvad. But all I ever did was learn Torah, and that's why I wasn't saved, because I wasn't engaged in chesed. U'kit Rav Huna, and this is aligned with what Rav Huna says. Dam Rav Huna, If someone is only engaged in Torah, it's as if he doesn't have a God. What does it mean without Elokei Emes? That if a person is only engaged in Torah and not Chesed along with it, it's as if he doesn't have a God. So says Gemara, but wait, that's a little bit of a stunning accusation against Rabbi Chanina. Ubegemilus Chasadim lo asak, did Rabbi Chanina not engage in Gemilus Chasadim? Vatanya Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer lo yitin adam osav larniki shal tzedakah lam kin memunu lav talmud chacham kir b'chanin ben tradion. Don't we say that the person who takes care of the tzedakah account should be as trustworthy as Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion? So it sounds like he was very heavily involved in tzedakah. So says Gemara, no, himune hudava mehemen me'avu lo avir. He was a very trustworthy person, but he didn't actually do any tzedakah. So the Gemara says, is that true? Vahatanya, but don't we have a brisa that tells us, Amar lo, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, ma'u shal purim nischalfu li, b'ma'u shal tzedakah v'chilaktim la'anim, that I one time confused Purim money with tzedakah money, and I gave it all to Aniyim, and I paid from my own pocket. So you see that he was engaged in tzedakah. Says Mar Mi'avid Avid, of course, he did tzedakah, he did chesed, but he didn't do as much as he should have done. So Asiyol Rav Lazar ben Parta, Amru my time at Tanisi, my time at Ganavta. So they brought Rav Lazar ben Parta and they challenged him. They said, why did you learn Torah and why did you steal? Amru Lahu, so Rav Lazar said back to them, Isaifa lo safra, Isafra lo saifa. If I'm a Ganav, if I'm a Listim, so then there's no way I would be a Torah learner. And if I'm a Torah learner, I'm not a Ganav and a Listim. Those two things can't both be true about the same person. Umidaha lesa, hanami lesa. So by definition, one of your accusations is not true, then who's to say that both of your accusations maybe aren't true, and therefore you can't convict me of anything? That was his defense. Umay time of Karlach Rebbe. Oh yeah, if you don't teach Torah, why does everyone seem to call you Rebbe? Rabban Shel Tarsiyamani. He says, oh no, it means that I am the master of all garment weavers, because I weave garments. That's why I'm called Rebbe, not because of any Torah. So Isilei Trei Kiburi. They brought equipment to weave. Amrulei Hey Deshasya Hey Darba. And they asked him just to identify the different components of the equipment. If you can identify the components of the equipment, maybe it's taka true that you are a professional weaver, and that's why they call you Rebbe. Israchesh Leinisa, a miracle happened. Isa Ziborta, Osiva al Deshasya, a female devore bee. Came and perched itself on the strand that is the Shesi strand. Vaisi Zibora, and a male bee came, Vyasa or fly, and came Vyasa Valda Arba, and came on the Arev strand. And Rabbi Lazar knew that this was a nace to tell him which was the Shesi and which was the Arev. Amalu, Haida Shesi, Vahaida Arba. So he was able to identify which string went which way. So Amrule, they said to him, Umay Taimala Asisa Lebe Avidan, why didn't you come to Beis Avidon, which is a place where they eat and drink for the covenant of the Avodah Zarah, and they do all this honor for Avodah Zarah. So Amar Lo, Rav Lazar says, Zakein Nisi Umasyari Ani Shematim Rasuni Baragleichem. He says, you know, I'm an old man. Being in large crowds, I was afraid I'd get pushed around. Amru Va'ada Idna Kamas Sabi Yitramas. And they said, yeah, how many old men have you heard about getting trampled over here? Meaning, what are you concerned about? Yisrach HaShnisa Yu Yomi Irmas Chad Saba. And a miracle happened. And that day, an old man got trampled in their celebration for the Avodah Zarah. So you see that it was actually a legitimate concern. And why is it that you freed your servant? We have a gezeira that you're not allowed to free servants. He says, I deny all charges. I didn't do that. So someone came to testify against him. So Eliyahu HaNavi came and he disguised himself as one of the Chashuvei Malchus. So Amar Lei, Midi Yisrach Shle Nisa Bakulu Bahanami Yisrach Shle Nisa. And he said that just like Reb Lazar had miracles happen to him until this point, and he's been saved from all the claims we have against him, a Nes is going to happen here as well. Vu Gavra Bishusei Huduka Achvi. And you, who testify against him, everyone's going to know your own Rishus, and it's going to turn out bad for you. V'lo Ashkach Bei. And the guy didn't listen to him, he didn't accept that Eliyahu's Musar, come the Memer Lahu, he got up to tell his Eidos against Rabbi Lazar, Havaksiva Igarta, Davaksiv Mechashiva de Malchus, the Shturi the Kesar. That day, there was a letter written from the important people of Rome that they wanted to send to the Kesar, Vishadrua al Yade Dehu Gavra, and it was sent in this person's hands. Asa Eliyahu Patke Arba Mea Parsi, Eliyahu came and threw him 400 parsaos in order that he shouldn't be able to go back and to testify against Rabbi Lazar. Azla v'lo asa, so the man went and he never returned. And that way Rabbi Lazar ben Parta was saved from all five claims against him. And that's why Rabbi Chanina had said to him, Ashrecha shen fast al chamisha dvarim v'ata nitzel. So main point over here, Rabbi Chanina was only accused of one thing, but was not nitzel, was not saved from the accusations, because he didn't do as much chesed as he probably should have done. But Rabbi Lazar ben Parta was arrested for five things, and he was saved. So again, what were the five things that he was arrested for? That he was teaching Torah, that he was a bandit, that he was killing, he didn't come celebrate by the Bay Avidan, by their Beis Avodah Zarah, that he freed his slave, and I'm missing one. I'm not sure what the other one is, but five things that he was accused of, and nevertheless he managed to get off the hook in the zuchus with the help of Eliyahu in the zuchus of the things of the Torah and the Chesed, not just Torah alone, but the Torah and the Chesed that he had done. Maybe we'll go a little bit further. So Asiul Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. They then brought Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, who was arrested. Amrulei, they said to him, Amayka sakta baraisa, why are you engaged in Torah learning? Amlu kasher tivani Hashem elokai. What do you mean? Hashem commanded. Miyad gotzro lav l'sreifa val ishto la'rika val bito leishev b'kubah shel zonos. So the gezer they made against him was that he was going to get burnt, his wife was going to get killed, and his daughter was going to have to be in a Beis Zonos. A loveless Sreifa, the Gemara explains why these three punishments. So why was he going to be burnt? Shahaya Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef, because he would darshan the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vehechi Avrahi asked the Gemara, how could Rabbi Chanina have done such a thing? Vatanan Eilu Shein Lam Chedek Lom Abba HaOmer Ein Torah Min Hashmayim Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, that someone who says that there's no Torah Min Hashmayim and there's no Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah is kofar in the Midrashim that they darshan where it's Merumas Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, and even though he believes in Tchias HaMesim, but he says it's not Min HaTorah, doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Abba Shalomer, Af HaHoges Hashem Bos Yosef, that included on the list of people who do not have a chelik in Olam Haba are people who pronounce the name of Hashem with all its 42 letters. So how was he allowed to do this? How was Rabbi Chanina allowed to do this? So the Gemara explains l'islamid of it. He did it just to teach, and therefore it was mutter. Kedetanya lo til mudasos avlata lamid l'havin, that you're allowed to do it as a way of learning. Even though, but you're just not allowed to do it stam. So that's why he was allowed to be hoga as a shem beos Yosef. So says Gemara, only my time yanush. Good. So then, why was he punished if he did nothing wrong? Mishum hoga as a shem befarhesia, because he did it in a public way, and that's why he was ultimately punished. He should not have done it so publicly. So this is all explaining for himself, right? That we said. Also, a love, l'sreifa. Next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll begin with why it is al ishto lahariga and al bito leishiv bekuba shalzonos.